Thanksgiving is upon us, so people love to debate on the old internet, on Reddit, on Twitter. So they're debating about what's the best Thanksgiving food.
Well, there's only one. Turkey.
Well, yeah. Okay, so turkey won 83% of its mashup. So it was like, here's how they did. They were like, turkey versus stuffing, mashed potatoes versus gravy. So then if you pick mashed potatoes, then you go mashed potatoes versus scalloped potatoes. Okay. See what I mean? So you keep it keeps going until somebody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you say turkey is your number one favorite thing.
Number one. Yeah, that's the thing I look. I stopped being a vegetarian because of Thanksgiving. I didn't want to go through Thanksgiving without eating turkey. I did it for 2 years. I did no turkey on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
But I love freaking turkey so much that I stopped being a vegetarian just for turkey.
Well, 83% of people agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing. Now, this is weird. I don't know why mashed potatoes is number two. Don't people eat mashed potatoes all year long? I do.
Yeah, but you have to have it on Thanksgiving.
Do ya?
Yes, have to.
I feel like the sweet potato casserole, the sweet potato with the marshmallows, like that kind of, that's more like a traditional Thanksgiving. That's something more unusual that you don't have all year long.
No, I'm going to be very upset if there's not mashed potatoes. I don't want sweet, but I don't like sweet potatoes. Stop it with that. I want mashed potatoes.
Okay. What about stuffing?
Stuffing, I'm a snob about, because people can make stuffing, homemade stuffing, but I want it out of a box. I want the box stove for stuffing.
The stove top, yeah.
Yeah, I want the stuff that comes out of a box, you put in boiling water, and you're done. For some reason, that's my favorite.
Actually, you put it in chicken broth, and then you throw in some mushrooms, and then you're done.
No, you just boil water and butter and throw it in, and you're done. You just mix it a little bit. You got to get it right. You got to get the right mixture of water and stuffing. If you get the right mixture, it's perfect.
Okay, well, what about, let's see. Do you guys do breads or rolls? Because one year I made these Parker House rolls, which are like, I saw a recipe, and it was so sophisticated. I was like, oh, I'm going to really wow them. And they're these really heavy rolls. They're really delicious, but they're big. And everybody ate them at the beginning of the meal. And by the time the food came out, they were like, yeah, we're not hungry anymore.
That's on Thanksgiving, that's impossible. you wake up. It's a whole day for me. So you wake up, you have no breakfast. You just get ready. But rolls in the South, it's biscuits. Everybody has biscuits.
We don't have biscuits.
Yep. So there'll be no rolls, just biscuits.
Okay. Homemade biscuits, or do you do the Pillsbury?
Pillsbury.
Okay. So you like everything out of a box, out of a container. You're really easy. Let me guess. You probably do the cranberry sauce that comes out of the can, right? Yeah. that has the shape of the can when it comes out.
I like the kind of mixture, the stuff that looks like it's messed up. I don't like the stuff that looks like a can. That's disgusting.
Right.
But I do like but I do like it coming out of a can.
Do you guys do mac and cheese? Is that a Southern thing
too? Yes. Baked mac and cheese.
Baked mac and cheese. That does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the top five were ham got 67%.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls or bread got 74%. Stuffing got 77%. Mashed potatoes got 78%. And turkey, number one, like I said, at 83%. But I have to tell you, like, of all these things, especially the macaroni and cheese, which is number 10, don't you eat macaroni and cheese all year long? Like, why is that's not a Thanksgiving thing?
I would eat Thanksgiving every day. There's a sandwich place called Witch Witch.
Uh-huh.
And Witch Witch makes this thing called a Thanksgiving sandwich. And what it is, it's turkey, it's cranberry sauce, and stuffing on a sub. I eat that probably once a week.
Disgusting.
and I put sliced egg on it. So it's all Thanksgiving on a bun, wrapped up. You can have it all year long. Witch Witch is amazing. So who should wash the dishes then? You have the person that made the meal, should they wash the dishes?
No,
or the
never.
Person that didn't make the meal, they have to wash the dishes.
Exactly. I mean, that's always the rule at my house. If I cook, you clean. And that's all year long, not just Thanksgiving. I have never washed a dish after cooking in my life. Even the stuff, even like the pots and pans that I use for cooking, just throw it in the sink and my boyfriend does it.
No, I think if you're making a meal that big, you should wash dishes as you go. So
What I want to do. I want to cook and clean at the same time. Yeah, that sounds like a joy.
That's exactly what you should do. The only thing that you should have at the end of the dinner are four plates. That's it. Everything else should be washed.
See, this is one of those moments that I think to myself, I should have had kids.
No, why? Kids aren't going to wash dishes. I've never seen a kid wash a dish. I've seen my kids put a plate in the sink and then go, I should put it in the dishwasher because I'm going to get yelled at. So then they open the dishwasher and see that it's clean, and then they close it and put the dish back in the sink and walk away. Kids will not do dishes. It doesn't matter how many times you yell at them. They won't do it.
That says something about you as a parent. I would have the kind of kid that if they opened a clean dishwasher, they would put away every single dish in there. And then they would put the dirty dishes away. Otherwise, they're never eating again.
No. They stand next to you and go, la, 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 la. Like you didn't even see it. Like you didn't see them open it and shut it and then walk away. That's what kids do. You can't get them to do nothing. They don't do anything.
What's so crazy is I would just make my kids like clean stuff, but like normal stuff. But my kids would probably be the kind of kids that would be calling social services left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she made us clean our dishes. Uh-huh. She didn't make you clean the house, which you should be doing also. You know what I mean? Like, I would have the kind of kids that the minute I asked them to do anything, they would just be like, that's it. I'm calling the authorities.
You know how I can see the future with you, and I know how things are going to happen before they even happen. Like, yes. I would have said, you know, if you went somewhere with your parents this weekend, this is what's going to happen.
Don't go. Yeah.
Don't go. This is what's going to happen. I'll play it out exactly what's going to happen, because your life has already been written as a book, and you can read it pretty easily. you know what kind of person you are. So if you had a girl... So if you had a kid, the day she turned 13, she would apply to be emancipated.
Emancipated, yeah.
that's exactly what would happen. She would be like, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'd rather live on the street than live with this.
I feel like as soon as my kids learned how to walk, they'd be like, I'm going to the door. I'm walking that way. Come here, sweetie. Walk this way. Oh, no. I'm walking away.
They're getting their own lawyer by the time they get their first iPhone.
See, that's what you can't teach them to talk. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't teach them to talk. Have kids. Just don't teach them anything.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about kids. The whole time you're like, say daddy. Say daddy. And then 2 years later, shut up.
daddy. Oh, man. Why'd I teach him that word?
Shut up. you just want him to talk. Then you just want quiet. That's all you want. That's what being a parent is all about.
Right. Blame yourself. You shouldn't have said, say daddy.